This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having gathered us here today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us. And to raise us with the anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. He is Allah. He is the one who created myself and yourself. He created these islands of the Maldives. He created the water that is beyond. He created the entire universe and the skies that are beyond. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything in existence. The question I have for yourselves and myself, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is why do we then not know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is? He created all of this that is in existence for His remembrance and for us to know Him and recognize Him. So then why is it that we don't know His names, His attributes, His qualities, His characteristics? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawat. Allah is the one who created the seven heavens. ومن الأرض مثلهن. And He created from the earth the like of it. Seven earths as well. يتنزل الأمر بينهن. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down between these seven heavens and these seven earths. Why? Why do these commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come down between the seven heavens and the seven earths? لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. So that you may know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do anything and everything. So that you may know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do anything and everything. He created the seven heavens. He created the seven earths. And He caused His command to come down between them. For what? For us to know that He is capable over everything. This is a quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اعلموا. Know. أن الله شديد العقاب. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe in punishment. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Aziz and He is most wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself is telling us to know that He is most wise. Why? Because He wants us to know who He is. He created us in order for us to know who He is. The Anbiya from the beginning of time came with three main messages. Number one, they wanted us to know, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them to us in order for us to know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And secondly, in order to know how to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the path to that Rabb that you now know, that Rabb that you now recognize? And the third is, when a person has reached Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, then what is to come after the death? What is to come after we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will there be everlasting bliss or will there be everlasting hellfire? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in order for us to know Him. And if we take a look at the subject that we want to discuss, then we will come to realize that the subject matter is none other than Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, my maker, your maker, the maker of everything. So there is no knowledge that can be better than that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us to know and to learn. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us everything. Eating. He taught us how to eat. He taught us how to begin eating. When it came to the matter of talking, then he taught us how to talk. He taught us how to walk. In fact, he taught us how to relieve ourselves when we go to the bathroom. Do we think that he would then leave out the description of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? That he would disregard this? That he would leave it in totality? Rather, this is the most important thing. And this is why we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Indeed, those who know are the most God-fearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when a person becomes conscious of who Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is, he is al-Sami', he is al-Alim, he is al-Basir, he is al-Hakam, he is al-Adl, then a person naturally holds the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. And as a result, the taste of his ibadah completely changes. Because when you say Allahu Akbar, Allah is the only one worthy of worship, Allah is the greatest, then you realize that I am standing before this huge, amazing, most powerful being. So the entire taste of your ibadah changes when you know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Imagine you have some people who actually come into this world and they spend their entire lives not knowing who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. What kind of a life this person must lead? The anxiety that comes with it, the depression that comes with it, the sorrow and the remorse, the grief that comes with it. And I'm not saying that all of the depression and all of the mental illnesses are because of this reason. But try to think that we were created for the sake of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to know Him. Now if a person were to ignore this completely, then imagine what will happen to him. The Arab poet says, نَقِّلْ فُؤَادَكَ حَيْثُ شِئْتَ مِنَ الْهَوَىٰ. Let your heart roam around. Place it wherever you want of desire. Whatever you desire. You want to put your heart with your family, place it with your family. You want to place it with your friends, place it with your friends. You want to put it into your business, put it into your business. نَقِّلْ فُؤَادَكَ حَيْثُ شِئْتَ مِنَ الْهَوَىٰ. مَالْحُبُّ إِلَّا لِلْحَبِيبِ الْأَوَّلِ. Your heart and your love will only be for the first love. Your heart and your love will only be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter where you place it, you will not find contentment. You will not find peace. مَالْحُبُّ إِلَّا لِلْحَبِيبِ الْأَوَّلِ كَمْ مَنْزِلٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْلَفُهُ الْفَتَى. How many homes does a young man find in his life that he is able to live in? He is able to reside within. وَحَنِينُهُ أَبَدًا لِأَوَّلِ مَنْزِلِي. Yet his longing is always for the first home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us with this longing for Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us with this want to know Him. And when we ignore that, and when we leave that, we find that our lives become depressing. our lives become full of anxiety and anxiousness. You find a person go out there and he does not understand what he is doing in his life. Why is it that you find the most successful, the in terms of our terms, where you talking about those who have the most wealth, those who have the most fame? Why is it that you find from amongst them are people who end up committing suicide? Why? If that was everything, and if they had reached what we feel is the pinnacle of life, the most wealth they can have, the most fame they can have, then why is it that they commit suicide? Because they are not happy. There is something lacking and missing in their hearts, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person brings into his understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching over everything that he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears everything that he says, then naturally this person will be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ. There is no secret of three people except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fourth. وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ. And there is no secret between five people except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sixth. وَلَا أَدْنَى مِن ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا. And there is no group that is less than that, and there is no group that is more than that, except that he is with them. ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Then he will inform them of that which they were doing on the day of Qiyamah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing of everything. When a person realizes this, then even if he is having a secret between him and the next man, he is talking very silently. A few words that he utters very silently, he realizes that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal hears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what he is saying. So naturally that consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes about in the heart. A woman at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she came complaining to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about her husband. She was having problems with him, and she came to complain to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about him. And do you know what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses regarding that woman. And he says, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has heard of the one who is complaining to you regarding her husband. وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. And she is complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From above the seven heavens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard everything that happened and he responded to it. When a person reads and understands the names of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then naturally he becomes fearful and in awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he reads the names that have to do with knowledge, and that have to do with the love and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he begins to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he hears the names that have to do with the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his heart pleads with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that generosity. So this is the benefit of actually learning the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insha'Allah, today we will be discussing the first and most important name and the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the name Allah. The name Allah is the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the proof of this is in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where a man was calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using this name. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him that لَقَدْ سَأَلْتَ اللَّهَ, you have asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with the greatest of names, الَّذِي إِذَا سُئِلَ بِهِ أَجَابَ, the one by which when he is called out to, he responds. وَإِذَا دَعَاهُ, and when a person calls out to him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers his call. So, this is the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ, He is Allah, the one whom there is no one worthy of worship besides Him. Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min, Al-Muhaymin, Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by His name, Allah. And then He continues to explain the rest of these names. Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min, so on and so forth. Now, when a person talks in normal day-to-day conversations, you will say that from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min, Al-Muhaymin. But you will never say from the names of Ar-Rahman, Al-Malik, you will never say that the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah belongs to Ar-Rahman. It belongs to Al-Malik. It belongs to Al-Quddus. Why? Because this name Allah, all of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they lead up to this name Allah. When it comes to the adhkar and the remembrances of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person, if we want to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will say subhana Allah. We will say alhamdu lillah. We will say Allahu Akbar. So it includes the huge and this greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is Allah. This name is mentioned in the Quran more than 2,200 times. It is so powerful that a person who has a little bit of wealth, if he mentions this name and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this name, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it more. If a person calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fear with this name, Ya Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the fear. When a person has harm and difficulty in his life, and he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this name, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes that harm and that difficulty. A person who is poor, who has nothing, and he calls out, Ya Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him so much richness and wealth that he cannot imagine. So this name is a very powerful name that we can use to call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was lost in the desert and he saw a fire in the distance, then he told his family, he says, look, you wait here and I am going out to this fire. لعلي أجد على النار هدى. Perhaps I will be able to find some guidance at the fire. So he began to move to this fire. And when he got to the fire, then he found that there was a voice that called out to him. Nudiya ya Musa. This voice called out to him, O Musa, Inni ana rabbuk. Indeed, I am your Rabb. Fakhla'na alayk. So remove your shoes. Innaka bilwadi al-muqaddasi tuwa. Indeed, you are in the valley of Tuwa, the sacred valley of Tuwa. وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ. And I have chosen you. He received the risala from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى. So listen to that which is being revealed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهِ. Indeed, I am Allah. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا. There is no being worthy of worship besides me. فَاعْبُدْنِي. So worship me. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. And establish the salah for my remembrance. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala naming himself Allah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calling himself by the name Allah. And he is telling us, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا. When you have recognized that I am Allah, then understand that there is no one worthy of worship besides me. فَاعْبُدْنِي. So worship me. So this name Allah leads us to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it leads us to the understanding of who Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal really is. And if we come into our lives and we take a look at how the problems we have, the difficulties we have, at times we find ourselves so lost. We don't seem to understand which path to follow, where to go, and which road to take. This is similar to how, but obviously Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was lost in a physical manner. It is similar to him, but he was lost in a physical manner. Obviously, he knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are lost in our lives, and we have lost the path, remember that the light of the Quran is always there. The light of this revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. And if we go back to this revelation, we will find that the answer is in this verse. And it is in the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهِ. Indeed, I am Allah. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا. There is no one worthy of worship besides me. The only way that we will find clarity, the only way that we will find peace, the only way that we will find contentment is by going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this verse actually brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next name that we will discuss today, inshaAllah, is Ar-Rabb. And the word Ar-Rabb originally comes from the master of something. So the Arabs would call the master of a house Rabbul Bayt. They would call the master of a slave the Rabb of this servant. They would call the master of something or the owner of something that Rabbus Sayyara, for example, the owner or the master of this car. Now imagine when that Rabb is Rabbul Alameen, the Rabb of the worlds and everything that it contains. And when it comes to people mentioning Rabb for another person, then we will only use this in attachment to something else. We cannot say that he is the Rabb. Never. We can only say that he is the Rabb and the master of the house. He is the Rabb and the master of the car. But when we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we can actually say, he is Ar-Rabb. He is the Rabb. And this name Rabb literally includes all of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the creator. He is the sustainer. He is the cherisher. He is the nourisher. So all of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lead to Ar-Rabb. When a person is in dire need, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. As for the one who responds to the person who is in dire need when he calls out to him. وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. And he removes the evil. وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. And he makes you the successors on earth. أَإِلَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Is there a a Rabb with Allah? Is there a Lord with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is the one who calls? Who is the one who helps you out when you are in dire need? Indeed, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are two types of tarbiyah. There are two types of tarbiyah, which is originally from this word ar-Rabb. And we all know that tarbiyah refers to the looking after, the nurturing of someone. The first type of tarbiyah has to do with everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks after the kafir. He looks after the disbeliever. He looks after the mushrik in terms of sustaining him, in terms of providing him with security. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks after him. So he is a Rabb. And when it comes to the second type of tarbiyah, then that tarbiyah is only for those who acknowledge him. Only for those who acknowledge that he is the murabbi. He is the one who looks after the people. He is the one who is deserved of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he grants them iman. He grants them hidayah. He grants them righteousness and the taqwa of his, the consciousness of his. So this is the second type of tarbiyah. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had gone to Madian, he was fleeing from the wretched Pharaoh. And he went to Madian. And he found that there was people that were watering their sheep. So these people were watering their sheep, and there was two women that were standing on the side. So he went up to them and he says, "Ma khatbukuma? What is it that is your situation? Why are you standing on the side?" So they told him that we have an old father at home who cannot help us to come and water our sheep. So we are waiting until the shepherds will leave. حَتَّى يُصْدِرَ الرِّعَاءَ. Until the shepherds leave. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he immediately goes and he waters the sheep for these two young ladies. And then he goes back. And this is the point where we have to take note. He does not ask these two ladies, "You know, I am in need. I fled from a Pharaoh that was oppressing me." Rather, he goes back. فَتَوَلَّى إِلَى الظِّلِّ فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. He says, he goes back to the shade. And he says, "Rabbi, oh my Rabb, indeed, I am in dire need of any goodness that you send down to me." And he uses this name, Ar-Rabb. He is literally telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, "Yes, I know that I have helped out these women here, but I did not help them out for their sake. I helped them out for your sake, O Allah. I know that you are the only one that can help me. So, O my Rabb, here I am. You have placed me in this situation. You have placed me in this dire need. So, oh my Rabb, oh my Maker, who has placed me in this dire need, help me out here." This was Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with Allah when he called out using the name Rabb, "Ya Rabbi." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the help to him. He didn't even need to go out looking for that help. It came to him directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sent these ladies. And this woman came back asking him that, "Inna abi yad'uka liyajziyaka ajra ma saqita lana." My father is calling you to grant you the reward of that which you have helped us to water our sheep. So, this was direct help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Musa alayhi salatu wasalam called out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his maker, with the name Ar-Rabb. If we want help in our lives, if we want our situation to improve, if we want our lives to get better, then we have got to call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his glorious names and his beautiful names. And this is why he says, "Walillahil asma'ul husna." And it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the glorious names belong to. فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. So call out to him with them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all of his glorious names to help us and to grant us the ability to call out to him time and again. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.